I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Well, everyone, we're back on air in Care.
It's always great to be back in Care. I love doing it here because, you know what? The camera's actually kind of good to make us look
and the lighting.
Some of the cameras. No, I wasn't too bad, I think, in the Spotify studio last week, but they put me into a smaller one the week before. Catastrophic. Do you know?
Awesome.
Know what I mean? How many moles did I count in my face? There was around at least 15. There was five I'd never seen. That camera brought up another five.
It's very annoying, those cameras.
Oh, God, the one in Red FM.
I says to a man last week, so I was in Red FM last week, and the guy that's behind the cameras, I was like, lad, put the camera right back here now and zoom right out. He was skitting. I was like, it's not funny. I was like, yeah. you literally have the fecking thing up my nose.
That's
I was like,
it?
Go back. And then he'd go back a bit, and I'd like, no, back further. But I'm sure he just zooms in then when he's back there. I'm like, what is this lad doing?
Yeah, it's like sometimes, you know, when people are taking pictures of you, they just don't get it.
They don't get it. And it's sloppy work.
Do you know, when you see them going horizontal with a camera, do you know, they're like, take a picture there, and you see them with the phone, then you're like, no!
Yeah.
Portrait!
Yeah.
Portrait!
Yeah, and hold it up higher, higher.
Higher,
or like, go down now, go down. Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, when they give you back the phone, you're like, thanks very much. And then you look and go, that's a load of shit.
I know. Or do you know what I hate? Like, I'm wearing a bodysuit here, but I have a denim jacket on over the bodysuit. Yeah. And Brenda was like, come here, you fine boobies today. Like, take
Great
off
girls.
The jacket. Take off the jacket now and get them out. I was like, I
can't. Oh, no. You'd swear we're working in Hooters. I didn't say get them out.
You did you go, get them out for the camera? Clicks to cover the eyes on.
I said, show a bit of skin. I said, one of us has to show the boobs. I don't do anything.
Well, we're desperate. Get out the boobs.
Come here. I look like I'm going painting and decorating.
Yeah, Brenda has dungarees on. I don't know if you look like, is it because you're dating that young man? You want to look younger with the dungarees? Is that it? You're like one of the Rugrats. Is that it? I can't.
The 29. He's actually 29. Surely his 30th is this year. Please tell me his 30th is this
they
year.
They could wear your dungarees.
Do you know what? I actually think they're very stylish. Dungarees are all in.
Remember the last time you rocked up and you had all the buttons going down your pants? Now don't wear that around, Jimmy.
Whoa. They were the rip-offs. And they were all in. You'll come on now with a pair of dungarees next week. I'll see you. Or else there'll be shorter ones. And I'll see you. And these are actually Levi's as well.
They're lovely. I know. I just
carry them. I know. You see, you'd be only certain people can carry them off.
You're like something. You're I know, on your shirt. It's on the ladder.
I know. I do look like when I did walk in downstairs. We had Neil there, and as well Johnny Smacks was there, and I did actually walk in waiting. No, they not that they would, but I was wait. I did think there might be a joke. Was I going painting the place?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
A bit of slagging.
I'd say if Johnny B was there, he might have said something. Is he going painting, decorating, or something? I was waiting for it.
Because a friend goes to me, and I was like, I'll say nothing here now because out in the car, we knew the lads were there, and I was like, I get a bit, you know, stage fright.
Well, you don't go
like,
to the toilet here. That's
I don't
the
go
story.
To the toilet. Stop in the shop around the corner to Louise because downstairs where they all sit, the toilet is in that room. Like it's just obviously there's a door, and I'm like. There's
and
a door.
The floor.
Yeah, Neil is even on the floor. There is a door that you close, but like everyone is sitting outside, and there's nothing worse than the sound of.
There's not.
I can't.
No, there's not.
And I can't.
No.
I, like there was oftentimes I was there and I was bursting to go to the toilet, and I'm like, come on, we have to go.
And yeah, and they don't the toilets. They think we've kidney infections in the hotels.
Yeah, because we stop there. Every day.
We walk in, we go to the toilet, then we route around the shop, probably go into the car to eat something, and then go to the toilet again.
Yeah.
And then we might go again. And we usually, wouldn't you put the toilet paper down?
I
and then
do.
We on that.
Yeah, but I get spur. I can't wee here now at all. But before we came in here, we knew the lads were here and whatever, and they're just there'd be slagging, whatever, bit of banter going on. And Brenda was like, don't say no, I look like a painter, because if you do, I'll just turn around and say, Julie's on her period. I was like, you can't say that in front of fellas, like.
Oh, I wouldn't have.
You would have.
I was going to say, no, I wouldn't have said that. I was only threatening you with that now. But like you threatened the twins with Santi and all that.
Yeah.
I was threatening with the period one. I wouldn't.
You said it on top of the stage, remember? Was it Limerick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you said I was old or something. What did you say?
And I was wearing a white dress. He goes, I hope you get your period. Yeah,
you said something like, I looked, I don't know. What did you say again? You said something.
I said something about your hair, was that? It was fake.
But you have fake hair too, so I don't know where you're going. It was something that was funny, but no, what I threatened you today is, so we were coming up along, so Julie was going on. I collected Julie this morning. We have EP today.
Yeah.
So I collected Julie in Jula the Mini Cooper, my little Mini Cooper that Kiri's gave me. Collected you at 7, all the way down to Carrigaline for her, and she was like, we have to get our hair and makeup done. I have to go up to Sean's to wash off my tan and marinating. And I was like, grand, yeah, we'll do that. But the girls then who did her hair and makeup and Diamond Divas were like, you look great, you don't need to wash it off. So then on the way up here, she goes, I wonder, did the boys have a shower? I was like, what? She's like, I need to get a towel. I was like, she's thinking the boys here had a shower. I was like, Julie, you've been in there several, where do you think the shower is? But she's actually gone for a shower here.
And in the meantime, you won't even piss
it. You won't even go to the toilet here. You think you're going to get naked in here? We do have to change here later on.
Oh,
we
so
are changing,
funny.
But anyway. Right, I'm so sorry. No, we're gone off. We're rambling for the last 10 minutes.
It was so funny. What a funny morning.
We've had a hilarious, and I did wake up going, Jesus Christ, how will I get through today? And no, we're hitting on for 12 o'clock and we're early.
We're early. We're not meant, it's only 5
what
to 12.
The heck?
We're meant to be here since 11:30 though.
We were?
I know, but we were here at 11:10.
We were here at 11:10 then yeah. Down the shop trying to get the jelly burger thing.
I know.
We're all Andy, but I mean, that's another day's touch. But anyway, sorry, go on. What's your scare? What's
my
your news? What's going on?
Come here before we start this episode here. Tell everybody what Snapchat did I get?
Oh, you got a Snapchat of earlier you got a Snickers pants off some lad.
Yeah.
And then there was another one there of tools.
Same fella, yeah.
So same fella. And then it said something like, hold on, no, don't be sneaky. Now I looked at that quickly. What were you sending him? Because it was something like, oh, sure, you look all right or something like that. So I'm like, what was she sending? Do you know when we walked in here, do you know the way the lighting is good?
Yeah.
I looked over at you thinking you're doing a video of the two of us. But I'd seen you were taking a photo of yourself and I said, and I usually don't do the photo of myself. I usually think inclusive, thinking of you too. I said, oh, she's sending that. I just have to bring out. You were sending that to your man with the good lighting, weren't you?
Yeah.
And that's what he replied. So
and we're Snapchatting like the last couple of weeks and I never Snapchat a picture of my face ever. But in her,
the light, and you have the makeup done as well.
And I had the boobs out.
Oh, and the girls out.
The girls out, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well, fill us in.
So then he snapped back and like he just took a picture of his pants, which was a Snickers pants. Yeah. Oh, and then obsessed with this. The Air Max. Did you see the grey? So grey Air Max with the grey Snickers pants and the way he tied it. He doesn't have like the hoop, the loop, the loops. Hoop.
On the pants?
No, on the lace.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, the way they're behind the tongue of the runner.
I know. Oh, yeah.
The Air Max.
Did you see the bubble kind of on the side?
On the Air Max, yeah. And it's great to go with the grey Snickers and then a tool kit next to it.
Unreal. Did you see any tools inside the pants? Apart from the obvious one. Haven't seen that yet. You might be seeing that soon.
Oh, no.
No?
Well,
come. Are you going meeting them? Give the context. Where you didn't just meet him off Snapchat.
No, so we met on Tinder. A couple. Do you know what? Now, we actually met a couple of months ago on Tinder. And ever since, we've been snapping here and there. But things definitely is after escalating off the last. Since Galway Races, actually, I put up a Snapchat of me wearing my yellow dress or something. And he texts me then on Snapchat saying, looking well. And then I just said, oh, thanks. And then since they're snapping every single day.
You're early in the morning?
Yeah, because you know me, I'm up at 5 o'clock anyways. And he's up because he's going to work. And we've been snapping then throughout the day.
I
love the fact that we're snapping because like that, he wears the Snickers all day long. He knows I'm obsessed. Like, so that's all I get is pictures of Snickers pants all day long. And then the tools.
Oh, the tools. What is he, carpenter? What is he?
No, I don't know what he does. Like fits.
Yeah, fitter or something.
Fitter or something. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, but handy.
Handy
to have around the house, like.
Yeah, I like a builder as well. Yeah, nice
like
to have it.
I like a lad that
could go
do
into
stuff.
Business with him with the painting decoration.
He could paint. He could fit.
And Juan, what's the latest?
So today is Friday. We're meant to meet up tomorrow.
My gosh.
Yeah, so obviously we've EP tonight, so we're going to get home really late. I'm going to get up in the morning, have a quick shower. I have to wash off the channel in the morning. And get ready. And I have to go into this thing in the opera house for a couple of hours. But after that, I might meet him for an hour or two, just for a coffee.
Nervous?
Do you know what? Now, I think EP is after calm me down a small bit. I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, get over today. But once I'm laying in bed tonight, I'll be shitting it like.
You'll wake up in the morning shitting it.
Yeah.
Don't want to go, dreading it.
Yeah.
You'll just, it's mad.
What's wrong with us, like?
And any other girl I ask them sometimes, they're like, do you feel like that too? They're like, oh my God, I wake up so excited. I'm like, oh no. Dread.
And it's, for me, it's, I forget how to walk.
Yeah.
Do you know if we're sitting down and we say, if we decide to meet Costa Coffee, and do you know if he's sitting there and me walking towards him, I honestly forget how to walk. I don't know what to do with my arms. I'm like a gowl, like just walking towards him, like, how do I walk? Like, do you know, I feel floppy.
Do you know what happens to me? I usually start shouldering them. Like, as in, like, as if I'm playing for Cork or something. Like, Sean O'Galloping, I start kind of doing this. Do you know these people who can't walk straight? I'm kind of thin, like.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll go on the date anyway, see how we get on. Sure, we mightn't even like each other really.
Do you know what it is? Because I was chatting to another friend. She had a first date there last week. And she was telling me, only a woman now who goes on first dates will get this, and from online, like him arriving at her house, she was like, it's that arriving. Do you know, he's like, what will you do when they're arriving? Will she be sitting down? Will she be, what she did, she ran into her Jeep and pretended she was coming back from somewhere.
Oh, that's
and he drove up
idea,
then.
Yeah.
And then he was like, she could see him then kind of, but the thing is then, she could see him driving around trying to find the house.
Oh, that's giving me the ick.
And she was pretending that she'd just come back. Wouldn't you think she got into the house?
Oh,
while you went?
Yeah.
It's, and there was like that part now. And then he got out and he was kind of like waving. He said, is it over here? And she.
Oh, no, they were like giving him directions. Like, no.
So I nearly got sick for her. So what you're thinking now tomorrow is, will he be in the place before you? You're going to be there before him? And where are you going to.
What's
you know
worse?
That now? I have to be in there before them.
But then if you're there before, do you text
pretend
me like,
to be on
I'm
the
here.
Phone.
So will I call
here
us coffees?
Now, and then I'd be on the phone to you or another friend going mental. And going to, just he's coming in there now. I'm going to go absolutely crazy. I'm going to talk shit there now.
Yeah.
And I'd be like going, yeah, I know. I'll see you later. Let me know how you get on with him. And I just hang up the phone.
I know.
And
I'm
like, hi, this is my friend there. And like, say something absolutely stupid then. Foolish.
I know. I'm a bit nervous. Yeah, because like he knows with the podcast and stuff.
Oh, he's not listening to this, eh?
Yeah, so he listened to
it. Bell on.
It's the bell on. He probably
subscribed. Probably looking for a Patreon. He saw it, yeah. Dying for it. Probably saying no, Dallin's waiting for you.
I don't like that when they listen.
But they say they don't and they do.
I know.
Like, stop.
Why is he texting me if he listens?
But come here. The thing is, if we knew there was a fella having a podcast, right? We've seen if we were meeting some fella. He was having a podcast. His friend just chatting all things shit.
Yeah.
We'd 100% be listening. And you know what the thing is? If we mention them, they probably don't like it. But if they didn't mention us, we'd be like, you prick.
And do you know how bad I have? Do you know what I do on top of podcasts? So I know he plays hurling, right? So I know the team he plays. So I Googled his name. We call him John Murphy. John Murphy, goal. And then I put in the stop. Because I was like, if he never got a goal or a point, that gives me the ick. Shit. You know, you'd see all the like the sport and articles coming up.
I
was like, John Murphy plays for, we said the Bears. Was playing against Neem, only scored 6 points.
No
back.
Way.
Yeah. I know the way they'd be writing
he
all this.
He is going to be dying when he listens to
I'd
this.
I'd be doing all shit like
did
that.
Did he
like,
score?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. He's a forward, so.
I don't know what he is, but like at least he got a couple of points. Anyways, because imagine if he didn't. But God, you're a man shit.
Yeah.
And if he's a sub or something.
Yeah, if he's a sub. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, no, they don't need like, I don't know. But like,
I was going to say, what age is he? Is he in good nick?
But he's older than your fella anyway, put it that way. I don't have to get out the dungarees.
Wouldn't be too hard now to be older than my fella. What age you say?
He's my age.
35. Yeah. You, I compared the way you act, I think sometimes. Are you 27 or 28? Because you think I'm fucking ancient.
I'm not your lad's age.
I know I am. That's true. I'm excited for you. Do you know what you're wearing?
No. I don't even know what I'm wearing to Electric Picnic. I might
in
the morning.
No, after, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to wear. You have lovely dress. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, but wait till you see the denim boots. They don't go on. They don't go down. No, so I bought a pair of boots anyway. And it was like from a British brand, right? It was Milan or some shit. But it was like English pounds I was paying. Paid for them anyway. And I needed them quick because to go with that dress thing I showed you. And they're denim cowboy boots. But they go in and the front of my foot where my toes are slide in. Within the heel, that part. It won't go in. And then I was like, well, I get a pound of butter and put the butter into the shoe. To get in the cowboy boot. But no, do you know what the thing is? For the crack, I might wear them. it makes me look a bit deformed because it gives me an extra 2 inches, which doesn't look right for my body. I'm not a supermodel. Like, there's no supermodel.
They're really
like,
high.
No, they're not that high, but like, it makes me look like a like, you'd go, like, initially go, wow, she's so tall, but then you'd look, oh, fuck, there's something wrong with her.
Because your foot isn't in.
Do you know what I mean? If you looked at me for a second, you'd go, whoa, but then you'd go, do you know, sometimes you'd see a fella and you'd be like, God, he's gorgeous. And then he'd come closer, you're like, he's not great.
Because we're handsome ourselves.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But you'd see me, you'd go, fuck it, she's really tall. But then you'd be like, no, there's something off about her. Something wrong with her.
Can you try the zip?
What, can't, there's no zip? I can't get them in. I have to walk on not even the heel of it, but you know the way in boots, do you know the way there's that bit at the back, the bit of support?
Yes.
I have to walk on that bit, like the cardboard or whatever's in it.
Are you so your feet are going down?
My foot slides in, but it's kind of like, you know the way, if do you know the way in boots?
Your foot,
your heel will be on the actual heel.
Heel, yeah.
My heel doesn't touch, my heel of my foot doesn't touch the heel. It stops. A bit up. Do you know the way?
I know.
And then, do you know, it's so funny, right? Because my mom was like, couldn't you get someone to help you to put them on? I goes, no, girl. And then I said, it took me around 15 minutes to try and get them off over my apartment in London. I thought I'd have to ring Margaret, the neighbour, to come up to me and go,
and did you get the right size?
Size 7? But then they came from China. And like, I try not to do the fast fashion. I really don't. And I don't have any problem with anyone buying. I really don't. But I said I'd get them from this site now. And then I paid for express shipping going, they're coming from Liverpool now or somewhere. No, fucking Ping Chung Chung. I don't know, something Ping something anyway. I goes, what's the story here? So they're from China. They came from there.
How long did it take?
Oh, they came in like 5 days. But I thought they were some British brand.
Yeah.
Even though it was Milano, which is Milan. But then, I don't know, do you know the way sometimes?
See, they're at that as well. So you think you're buying off some brand, but they're actually bringing them in from China.
Listen, I bought stuff from Shein and everything like that. And like, I'm not one, and trying to, I know we're on about sustainability these days. That's why I do buy a lot of stuff on Vinted. But I just kind of was like, what? So obviously they're first, maybe people, do you know the way people in Spain, they're smaller people.
Yeah.
Like you can go into Zara at times, like, what the fuck's going on here? Because Spanish people are so small. Maybe there's wherever they were made, whatever country they were coming from, they're just smaller feet than me because I'm a size 7. Yeah. But like the rest of the world, a lot of them must be thinking, Jesus Christ, those English and Irish are fucking huge. As in we're such broad, do you know, comparing to...
And we're tall. And
we're
like,
tall and stuff like this, you know. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do about...
Well, it's content.
It is content. I'll see. No, I'll try it on there soon, but you'll understand with the boots.
I can't wait to see this.
No, I mean...
Do you have a backup pair just in case?
Oh, I do have I have a backup outfit that I wore to the two boys. That one. That's a nice top. So, yeah. So, look...
It's a nice top, yeah.
It's a nice top and shorts. And look, that's it then. And we don't even know what we're doing. Joe, our manager, is actually interviewing us.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. We never had Joe on the episodes before, did we? No,
we didn't. So that's going to be absolutely hilarious.
God only knows what he's going to say.
Actually, I was going to say there, maybe my foot, they probably just, I don't know, my feet might have expanded because I'm doing a lot of running.
Oh, for God's
sake. You know what I mean? It is. Maybe that's it.
Oh, and you've news. Talk about running.
Brand ambassador of the Echo Women's Mini Marathon.
That's
Yeah, on the
so
22nd
good.
Of September. Do you know what it is? I'm absolutely delighted because if anything was going to align with me, some like online kind of job I would do, it would be running. And I know we're taking the piss out of running and everything, but I'm absolutely delighted and I'm buzzing. It's the 22nd of September in Cork. It's 5K. It's going to be great fun.
So will you be leading the run?
I'm the brand ambassador. I won't be leading essentially because I'm going to announce her now who else is doing it because I'm going to announce her Saturday evening. My mother's going to do it too. The mother is going to do it as well. The mother hasn't ran, but the mother is she's going to walk, run, whatever she can do. She's going to do it as well, and I'm going to do it with my mom.
I'll
run it with my mom. So she's going to the two of us, and then like I just kind of want to be a message too that women listening and who might want to, because it's all about charity as well. It's people who haven't done it, and especially around my mum's age group as well. Like your mum's age group, it's a lot, like that's kind of a lot of women who will want to do it. All age ranges, but a lot of women are on kind of, you know, between 40 to 60, 70. It could be someone 80 to do it. But I kind of, with my mum, like my mum's, I'm going to do it. I want to be a message that like if anyone feels like they can't do it, like my mum is doing it. She's never ran. She only walks. Like she's a walker with a friend. But yeah, I'm absolutely.
Are you
going to
walk with your mum?
Whatever my mum can do, I'll do it with her. I'm just going to be there and have a great feckin' day.
And you can, because I remember years ago walking with a buggy.
But that's it.
You
could
do everything.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's just a nice walk. Like,
I want to enjoy it because the average person to do a 5K is around 28 minutes or so, right? But I don't want it to be over in 28 minutes.
You
because
want
if you do a marathon, I don't mean, like you could be in run 4 or 5 hours average.
Yeah.
And you don't want something to be over too soon. Like the Olympic marathon there last week was over in 2 hours. Well, 2 hours 20.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so a big, big, massive day that you're looking forward to and it's over so soon. Like, you know when you have a big day to look forward to and then it's over, like, what the hell?
It's not a race. It's just more of a social outing than anything.
It's social outing. So I'm absolutely, I'm delighted over that.
That's a lovely, it's morning or afternoon? I can't remember the time.
1 o'clock.
Oh, that's a lovely.
It's going to be a great day,
And it's a nice walk down around Black Rock as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
I've done it loads of times.
It's going to be great. So that's all of the news. And then, like, you know, the dating life. All right, quick update on the dating life. So you know your man that I really like?
The 29-year-old?
No, the one who's nearest the pension, let's just say. Your man, the fella.
Yeah.
Anya. I think I'm definitely after giving him the ick on my Instagram because he's just after disappearing. So I would see my thing as Jewel, right? Okay, because people might know I have a bit of a big personality like yourself. Do you know the way we have the big personalities?
Mm.
And like, we couldn't rein it in any bit. We could try, but we'll just explode as ourselves. But look, our selling point is that we're ourselves, right? But I suppose I used to be the odd time hiding him from a certain story and then I'd leave him see it. If I was having a normal day where I want Rory around corner shops and Rory around the street looking at couches and stuff.
Looking for burgers and the
burgers
shop,
and fucking on the ground with Penny Sweets in the dungeon and Clarny and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, he'll have to see everything now, right? So, like, I have met him and everything, got on brilliant with him. I said that I adopted. But then I was like, look, I'll leave him see everything. Obviously, you know, he knows I'm in recovery. We've never had the chat. But I was like, I definitely wouldn't want to be with a fella who had any issue with me in recovery. That's a no-no. But my personality then, I'd be take more nearly.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, is there something wrong with me? I can't change the recovery thing. Yeah. You know, that's always it. So we were texting him, but he's gone. He's after, I'd say not ghosting, mate, but there was a bit of breadcrumbing going on. But now I'm convinced I'm definitely after giving the ick on the Instagram. And then during the week, I was chatting to my friend Karen. And I said to Karen, and I know we were roaring, laughing about our own dating lives and shit like that. But I said, Karen, is there something wrong with me? No. And we were roaring, laughing. I couldn't say it. Took me 10 attempts to say it. I goes, Karen, is there something wrong with me? But she was looking at me going, it'd be like me asking you now, Julie, is there something wrong with me? You're just like, but if you said the same to me, I'd probably start laughing. But I'd be like, no. But she was like, no, Brenda, there's not. And then we did start roaring laughing because it was one red flag to another.
Yeah.
But I was like, do you know what now? I got a bit sad as in, what the fuck is wrong with me? That I'm after, obviously, my personality, he's after scared off.
I don't think it's that. I generally think that man is really, really busy. Like, he has a really good job. For anybody that doesn't know, he's a really, really good job. And I think he's more married to the job than...
But then if you really like someone, you'll pursue them.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? So I would think that up until a week ago.
Yeah.
But now I'm convinced it's definitely my personality. He just saw the corner shop content, the roaring around the street, ham, salmon and all this shit I got up to.
He's still following you, like... And he's the first to watch your story, like.
He hasn't watched him, the first to watch him now in a while. He's a bit slower.
Oh.
But he hasn't been online as much, so the way we check.
Oh, the active, yeah.
Yeah, the activity, like.
Yeah, I'd be looking their followers and all.
Oh, yeah.
I've another new trick for you, tip.
What, go on.
So if my fella...
Do I want to know this now? Because...
Yeah, it's a good one.
I don't want to go stalking too much. I haven't been stalking
You're not a
much.
Snapchatter, though.
No,
so
thank
I'm
God.
Snapchatting my fella now, right? So if he Snapchats... John, right? You know the way in Snapchat you get a notification. John has snapped you. That means he only snapped you. But if John is snapping five other girls, John sent a snap. That means he sent it to you, but three other girls.
Neil is even interested in that.
Did you know that?
I don't use Snapchat.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? I found that out during the week.
That's interesting.
On TikTok or something like that. So if it's John has sent you a snap, just you. But if John has sent a snap, it means he sent it to you, but other girls or other boys
Forget
or whatever.
Then. See? We don't like that then.
No, there you go.
Yeah, well, I'm convinced unless he comes back, but if he comes back again, he's getting archived and not even. I usually say, right, if he comes back now again, I'll open and not reply. He's getting archived and not opened. That's the bad one when you go into the archive and unopened.
But will you eventually open it and reply?
What will happen then? He'll probably reply to an Instagram story. But I'm not having it. I'm not having it. If you really want me and like me that much, you will pursue me. I know you're busy. I know he was even
like
doing something big
from
today.
The 29-year-old playing games because obviously he loves games.
So do you know
games.
What I did? I relapsed during the week.
What did you do?
I relapsed. I couldn't. I need to do something. I was sitting at home and I was getting the urges and I nearly had the shakes, right? Because I needed to forget about him. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't take a tablet. I don't know the bumble again. Right? You know when you see that yellow coming up, that yellow beehive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like you going back in and it's like, do you want to go in back in as your Facebook? Do you know the way it's still there? Yeah, go in, you know? So I went in anyway. First fella that came up is this guy. I'll say his name because I don't care if he listens. Because it's funny. Jake.
That's a lovely sign.
Jake the fucking dog.
Jake our dog.
And then the Jake fella, he's the first guy I ever matched when I moved to London 2.5 years ago.
That's tough.
And he's absolutely hilarious. He's right, all right, governor, you know, treacle. And I love all
what
that.
What does he call
you,
governor?
No, well, governor's for the man, but all right, treacle.
Trinkle.
Treacle.
Treacle.
Proper, like, I love proper Londoners.
What does treacle mean, girl?
Like, all right, darling, kind of a thing. It's kind of a London saying.
It'd be like somebody called me a bure. All right,
yeah.
Bure.
You see, I love the proper, even Londoner people. Do you know what I mean? I love Cork people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You'd love people from Donegal.
I love the slangs, yeah.
Do you know you love people from Liverpool or Manchester? So like, I love Northerners too, but I love Londoners and especially London men, and especially if they're kind of South East London, kind of down there. So he's a bit like, all right, treacle. And I even sent him a message there, sent me a message going, all right, treacle. He said, all right, sweetheart.
So you'd ask him to call you treacle?
No, he'd say it anyway, but like even there at work the other day, I was telling my friend about it and she's from South East London and she was like, oh, what's his accent like? And I goes, I'll get him to send a message there going, all right, treacle, all right, sweetheart. And he was like, no problem. So he was like, all right, sweetheart. So he's like that, but he's absolutely hilarious. Knows I'm stone mad.
Yeah.
Likes it. So I'm going to meet him when I go back. But there's another lad as well from East London as well. I'm going to meet him too. So I'm after relapsing back on two of them, but hoping the other fella will come back. But I need to forget about the other fella because I'm after giving him major ick. Now, I'm telling you, I know I have. And instead of changing my personality for him, right, and not be Brenda, I'm going to keep being Brenda and keep my personality for the other ones.
Yeah.
And do you know what it is? The other one I really did like was first fella known a long time I said I liked, isn't it?
Yeah, in
I
fairness, really yeah.
Because
yeah.
He was so good about my dad and Jake.
Yeah.
When I had the two big losses, he was so caring. So
and he was understanding because I think he went through a bit of loss himself, didn't he?
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. But now, off with you, man. He's getting archived and he's getting not even open.
We'll see now. Give him a bit of a fright now as well, though, do you know?
Oh, I will, but that's why.
Yeah.
But I wasn't posting anything else about any dating or anything on my Instagram. I was having a lot of respect, but I'm actually going to start posting up the odd thing. Like,
oh, do put up the man's arm and stuff. 100%. With using knee later on. Come in here.
Can I get your hand there? Yeah. Actually, I was going to do that at my cousin's wedding, but I didn't do it at all. But then it was going to have to be one of my brother's arms. That would have been just too freaky. Can you imagine me going up to a strange man?
I often use my brother's leg or his arm. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a bit incestuous.
Like if
now.
He was sitting down, I'd just do a Snapchat leg or something like
Sean.
That.
Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was going to do that now at the wedding. But then I was like, if my sister-in-law's sisters or something was falling, they'd be like, that's her brother's arm. That's Dawn's arm or Niall's arm. Yeah. Do you know, because my sister-in-laws aren't really on social media.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are we like?
She back on the drink.
I know. Come here. Your 29-year-old has more cop on than us.
Do you know what the thing is? I've no interest in him. And this is the thing. He's absolutely stunning. Got it all going from no interest. Not onto the 40.
Because he's shown interest. We only like the lads that have shown no interest.
No,
or,
I'll be honest with you. I did have interest in the other fellow when he was like texting me mad.
Yeah, you
in
fairness.
I did. There was something about him. But look, that's grand. I'll keep being Brenda. You know, good luck to you. We hope you will come back.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Whilst I'm playing my
game. But you see, when I said this and I'll finish on this. I'm deadly woman for the games. I will get such a dopamine rush when he texts and to put him into archive and not open it. I'll be high on that for like a week. I'll be like, I can't.
Balls in my court
and he's
now.
Watching my stories. No, screw you. And I'll see then that he'll message
a
flame emoji or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then eventually he'll be like, oh, I'm coming down to London there. And I'll be like, sorry, not around. Even though I probably will be.
You'll be just hiding in your apartment.
Be like, I'll be getting a friend up in Manchester. Send me pictures there to pretend.
I'm up Manchester.
Fucking pretend I'm up in Manchester. Anyway, that's my sky. I don't think of anything. It's all my other news. I'm going hairdressers next week and I'm going to cut a fringe.
Oh, you're not.
I am.
Are you?
You don't have yours anymore.
Well, mine's gone. Yeah.
But I'm just like,
are you?
Yeah. I just said, do you know when yours is gone?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one.
A full one.
Yeah.
I know when you're lying.
I'm winding
like,
you up because yours is gone. I actually got the filler in my nose, alright, as well. Delighted with it.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's
you didn't even, do you notice?
I did notice. You told me when you went to the salon or the clinic.
I'm very happy with it. Yeah. Very highly recommend.
Yeah, the bump is gone.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the
great job by Sisu Fiori, good old Fiori. I'm delighted.
What else? No, yeah, so I'm going to have a quiet weekend now, I think, this weekend. Because last weekend was very busy. It was my mum's 60th. We had a ball. So we had a little party for, there was a good 50 or 60 turned up.
It looked brilliant. And in fairness, you organised most of it, did you?
Yeah. So sure, my mum wouldn't have a clue. Do you know, and my brother was late.
That's what I'm saying. Sean obviously didn't do much.
Nah, sure, it was my mum's birthday. Her actual birthday was on the Monday. Sean flew out to Santa Panza the Sunday night. So wasn't even there for her 60th on the Monday. So I brought my mum, then we spoke with this last week, brought my mum to the chipper. And then...
What is it again?
The best meal
Roman grill.
Roman grill. Sure, I thought I was going to a beautiful Italian. I thought she's going to get a lovely carbonara.
Going to meet Matteo.
Chips and curry. But anyways, we went there for our birthday. Clown.
I'm just laughing at you.
So yeah, my brother then went to Santa Panza. He came back then the day of the party. He rocked up at, we were like, we'll all be there for about 6 or 7, have a pre-drink, just, you know, calm the nerves. My mom is a bit nervous or whatever. And just like set up the room and put crisps and stuff on the table. I was like, Sean, make sure you're there now to help. Sean comes down at 8:30, 9 o'clock, like, strolls in. Not a care in the world. Like, I was like, Sean, you're late for my mum's party. Like, but she, that's, but anyways, we had a great night. She rented her dress then. It was beautiful on her, wasn't it?
Oh my God, the legs on her. She looked amazing. You have amazing legs too. You know where you get them from.
Yeah, see, all my weight goes to my top half.
There's that much weight up there, Julie. You need to be more kinder to yourself. Oh. Your boobs, on your boobs.
The boobs? Well, their boobs now are big now this
there
weekend
is no
because
way
I'm in
there.
Period.
Oh God, don't talk about that thing.
I know.
So what a dose.
I have big granny knickers on now, my pad.
Oh my God. What kind of, are you wearing a skirt or pants or what?
Shorts.
Can you see the pad through them? You can't really, it's not one of those big ones, is it?
Oh yeah, I've been wings and all. Look at me, I'd be flying a flight to electric picnic with my wings. Always.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's got me covered.
You can't
with my
wear
wings.
The tampons, she can't.
No, you can't either.
Can't either?
What's wrong with us?
There's something not right.
Yeah, there's something not right there. I wonder, is it our generation?
I don't know. Like, some of my other friends can wear them.
Yeah, see, I can't. I just know.
Like, someone came to you, have you a tampon? I goes, do I look like someone who can use a tampon?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. I was like, no, I can't.
No, I can't either.
Did you try much?
I tried it right years ago when I was a bit younger, but they just frightened
me. I don't like it.
I just don't understand the string, the tube. Wow,
it's too much
good. Where do we put
tube,
it?
Come on, you don't put it in the tube.
I don't know. What, how do you get the string? Where, does the string
then,
hang?
Then,
and how do you go to the toilet?
It doesn't come out. I don't think it does.
No, I'm sure the string is hanging.
But the wee doesn't come out there.
Oh, doesn't it?
Does it?
Oh, I don't know. Where does the wee come out?
Your wee comes out somewhere else.
Does it? Then the blood.
I was going to say.
So where does the blood come out? Your fucking nose.
Hold on, I was going to say, ask Neil, but obviously you won't know. She's a man. No, the wee comes out somewhere else and then the willy goes inside there.
Where the wee comes out?
No,
where the blood comes
the
out.
The willy couldn't go up there. The willy goes in where the... I'm not going to be... Your fella, you're never going to get the leg over your fella because he's listening to this right now.
I shouldn't even know where the fucking blood comes... Go away out that. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
So the wee comes out. The wee comes out kind of up near the front. And then you get your, you have the baby. Because obviously, do you know the way, I remember years ago having to ask my mother, like, do you know the question, like, how does the baby come out?
Yeah.
And like, obviously you might think that the baby comes out where you wee. Because you didn't know what else was going on.
Yeah.
But then, or then I used to think, would the baby come out where you'd poo? Do you know when you're a bit, when you're young?
Yeah, I don't know where
all
it comes
these questions.
Out.
Yeah, but oh my God, people are going to listen to this. No, they don't. Your wee comes out in a different place. Definitely.
Oh, so we'll have to try that again.
Yeah, that definitely is. But definitely, can you remember when you got your first period?
Yeah, I remember I was painting a wall with my aunt.
Were you wearing dungarees?
I should have worn.
I'm actually getting my first one today in these. Younger fella, late bloomer.
So I was painting my aunt's wall with her. She's dead now, God love her. But I went in to go to the toilet. I was young enough. I'd say I was only about 11.
Were you? Yeah, you'd be young. I knew 11. You'd look like a young one.
Yeah, I was 11, I think. Although that's... Yeah, I was 11, painting the wall. Anyway, I went in to go to the toilet and there was blood. And I ran out to her and I was like, don't get upset.
Your auntie.
Yeah. So don't be sad now because I'm grown up.
Oh my God.
Because I loved her. Like I still practically live with her. I was like, don't get sad now because I'm grown up, but I'm bleeding. And she was like, from where? She didn't know what was going on. I was like, from you know what? Like, and she's like, okay, okay. So she brought me in anyways and sorted me out. But yeah, I was 11. But then I think it stopped for about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And then it came back again. I think that's normal enough.
That's normal. I think I was around 12, and I remember it was a Friday night, and I remember just being upstairs, and I was like, oh my God. Because, you know, we didn't have like phones
social
and stuff.
Media and stuff, yeah.
And I remember my mom was downstairs watching Carnation. I remember Mike Baldwin. Remember Mike Baldwin?
Yeah,
and
Baldwin, yeah.
And he was in the Underworld Factory. I mean, yeah. What chance is this? And I remember coming down, and I was so nervous. And I was like, Mom. When I was just calling Nora Mom at the time, and she was like, what? And I'll never forget Carnation Street. And I remember the cat as well, Joe the cat in Carnation Street.
The marmalade cat.
Yeah. And all, yeah. That's, I was like, I'm gonna have to get my period. And I felt like I'd done something wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But she was so lovely.
I know.
Oh,
God, love
I
it.
I know. But you're like, it's very hard, isn't it?
So it's a big change
it's like
in your life.
There's things that you'll always remember where your first time was.
Yeah.
You'll always remember your first shift. You'll always remember your period. You'll always remember like your first day of college or whatever. First job or something
first
like
job.
That. But your
remember
first
your first time getting the ride? I was down in Kinsale Sevens.
Is that where you had yours?
Fucking destroyed.
Was that your, did you know your man? No, don't
no.
mean it that way.
No. We were all like drinking down there and we were young enough, I suppose. We were 16, 17 maybe. And went back to a house and done the deed, but I started bleeding.
Well, yeah,
not
of course.
Period because
yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh fuck! Destroyed.
Oh my
destroyed
God! Was it back in the house?
Yeah, it was on the walls and everything. It was like
was not
crime scene.
Stop.
Yeah, because it just yeah.
Stop it, Jule.
Yeah, all up the bed.
I thought you would have had a plan. No,
fucking I fucking planned to pop the
was
fucking
it at
cherry.
His parents' house.
I think they were away and there was like a house party going on back in the house. So there's loads gone back there. And myself.
Whose
and
house
man,
was it? Was it his house?
No, his friend's
house. His friend's house. Oh. Did he kill you? As in, what are you after fucking
drunk,
doing?
And sure, I was only new to the
but
drinking
sure
scene as well. Like.
He wouldn't know what it was either.
I can't even remember now. That was fucking 100 years ago. Different
oh
lifetime.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Drama. Mike, I had some vision that you would have been going out for some with some fella. For years, do you know, as a young one, and then a big moment like at the grads or the debs or something like that.
Ah, come here, do I look
I
like
I know,
that
but
person?
We should, next week, we should do something on people's first times. Where was it?
Where was it?
Where
yeah.
was it? Because we all remember our first shift, and that's an easy one.
Yeah.
But the first time, and who with, did you know them or whatever? Actually, the film I went to see last night, you're going to go see it. I'm not going to, well, she talks about her first time in it.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, her first time with it. You don't want to spoil it, but like, it got me thinking then as well yeah. about all of our, like my first time and everyone's first time and all that kind of stuff.
This is a very
going
gruesome chat.
About Kinsale having your first time and then between your mother's party and Sean and Santa Panza and
like, how did that happen?
What's going on? What
down
is going
Kinsale
on?
Seven.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, so my mum's dream is always to go to South Africa. Do you know, everyone has a destination in their head. My one would be Texas, Nashville.
Nice.
Or Chicago, either place. So anyways, my mum's dream for years was South Africa to a safari. My dad's dream was to go to New Zealand. So when I was living in Australia, my mum and dad came out to visit me and I brought them to Bali for a couple of days. But now I look back and I'm like, why the fuck didn't I just... We're so close to New Zealand. Why didn't I get on a flight and bring my mom and dad to New Zealand? It's just the biggest regret, one of the biggest regrets I have because that was my dad's dream to go there. Anyways, obviously my dad's not around anymore to fulfill his dream. Oh. So obviously with my mom, I said 100% going to book a safari for her in South Africa. So I said it to Sean because obviously we want to get her a special present. It is our 60th. So myself and Sean went halves. Now we didn't book it yet, but we will be going halves. My mom, I want my mom involved in the whole booking because yeah. it's her dream. I want, like, I don't know, I'd probably book fucking Photo Wildlife Park for it. Do you know, I don't have a fucking clue. So I was like, leave her. Like she was on about now going off to a Sangeli or something like that and some safari there. And I wouldn't have known that. I would have booked the wrong safari for her, do you know, and she's on about going to that mountain, do you know, Table Mountain or something
oh, yeah.
like that. Like, I wouldn't have known that either. So we'll go into maybe Trail Finders or somewhere like that and book it in there. And at least she's heavily involved then as well in the booking. And myself and Sean will just go halves then. So
brilliant. That's a fantastic present.
Yeah, we're all going to go as well.
Oh, and the twinnies.
I'll bring them as well because you know what? Now they're 7 in October.
They'll remember that.
They will. And like, we won't be going till next year. So whether it be the start of next year or the end of next year, maybe September or October. So they'll be nearly 8 then.
Fabulous.
So that's a lovely age.
October next year.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Because it is going to cost an awful lot of money.
It will.
So I'll put a few bob away like every couple of weeks. If I book it, we say around Christmas time, I'm paid off then every month or whatever, myself and Sean, you know.
Do you do a manage?
No.
People don't understand what a manage is. No, a manage is kind of like someone gives someone money. It's more of an arts side thing, isn't it?
Well, I used to do it years ago with my ex, and his mom used to.
She takes the money then.
People
still do it, don't they?
Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah, so you put a couple of bob in every week, and then at the end of the year, you take it out. You could have, depending.
But they give it to someone, like you'd give it to your mom or something like that.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'd be up to my mother every few weeks going, give me the money out of that there, will you?
I know, but she puts it into the credit union because then she's earning interest.
Well, speaking of the credit union, when I had a few bob left in it, and my mother was saying to me, don't take out now what you have left in case you need the London loan. I was like, I won't need another loan at all, girl. Well, it turns out I might need to, because I'll definitely be going to Australia, I think, in January.
You were saying that.
Yeah, I think I will. So any recommendations, people let me know. But I'll get loads of recommendations after you. I think, look, feck it, why not? January's a miserable month. Yeah. I'm going to work the most of December. My mother's going away for Christmas. I'm after booking into a hotel in London for 2 nights for myself at Christmas. And
well, they do Christmas dinner now as well for you in the hotel.
Yeah,
oh, lovely.
I booked into a nice little hotel for myself.
Yeah.
I spent Christmas in London last year and I ran on Christmas. Sorry, I had to get it in. I went for a run Christmas Day. Place was packed.
Yeah, it's boring all day.
It's the busiest day ever. Because I thought, no, streets be right, grand and quiet. Tourists everywhere. Because, like, it is a Christian country, but not so much. Do you know, not so much anymore. Yeah. So, and the pubs were open and everything, you know, over there. I'm going to go and I'm all excited over. I'm going to feckin' do it.
Are you going to do 2 weeks, 3 weeks? What?
I think I'll do 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks is enough. And you're going to kind of go East Coast, kind of more Sydney, Melbourne, all that.
Yeah. I'm going to do that and I'm going to have a bot. I'm not doing the backpack and stuff. I mean, come here. You see, when I come home, with 3 bags and come for 3 days.
I know.
I can't, I couldn't. If I was backpacking, I'd just be buying shit all along the way and throwing it out.
I don't mean
that in a way, but buying cheap, and I don't want to go on with sustainability and all this.
And carrying bags, especially that you're on your own.
Oh, and the smell and everything. I couldn't do it.
I was saying to her was like, you should definitely go onto Facebook and add those groups, Irish and Sydney, and so many of the lads and girls will be home for Christmas and take one of their rooms.
Yeah.
We always do that.
And if there is anyone listening and they are
coming home for Christmas and you'll be home in Ireland for the month of January, give Brenda a room.
Give me your gas.
And you'll pay for their rent or whatever. It makes sense.
Exactly. And I know loads of people over anyway.
You do, to be fair, and you'll stay in Sydney. You'll have a ball.
I know. Oh my God. Because do you know what? It's one of these things in your life. I always said, I'll never go to Australia. It's too far. I don't think I'd like it. And then I'm kind of like, what's happening? I don't have children. I'm not with anyone. Mm. No one wants me. Apart from the 29-year-old child. Oh, I don't want to say a child. No, but like, I'm on my own. I've no responsibilities.
Yeah.
And I rent out my own flat in London then.
Yeah, it should be perfect.
Happy days. No, before we finish off.
Yeah.
Before we get ready for Let Your Picnic.
That episode went really quick, didn't it?
And I actually do need to go to the toilet, but I'm going to try and not go downstairs. But no, Neil knows.
Neil knows our secret.
Yeah, you already knew. Okay, we forgot about that anyway.
No, we'd be blue in the face holding in the wheeze.
Do you know what I mean? Putting down the toilet. Or do you know what's another trick? Actually, I was going to the toilet there the other day and do you know what happened? The girl was coming up, but I could hear someone spraying something into it. And I was like, they're after making a poo now.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, it's going to look like I made the poo, so I wouldn't use that toilet.
I hate that.
The toilet flush, and you can hear that. And what do you think they do?
Well,
do you know when they're spraying? Where does the spray go?
Around the place.
No, they'd put it down into the toilet so you wouldn't try and hear it.
Oh, okay. The toilet is flushing. Is that a trick, yeah?
But I never knew that. That's what I've done before.
Okay. There you go. You learn something new every day. Put the spray down the toilet and we know how to put a tap pad on.
I said to you when we came out of the toilet, no, Dan, I was like, could you make a poo?
I know, I was like, what? My flat just came out.
Actually, coming home on the flight the other day, I was near the toilet. I like to be at the back, but sometimes you can smell the toilet. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. But I really just wanted to go, all right.
Oh, God.
My intrusive thoughts were at me. I goes, I just wanted to roar. All right, who the fuck made the shit?
Because
I could smell it for ages, and I was getting annoyed.
Yeah,
I was like, will he close the door? Who's after leaving off, or what's the situation? Anyway, here we go. Your quiz: are you smarter than your 6-year-olds? Based on the gorgeous Fionn and Erin Rose. Right, and actually, this worst one is a spelling, right? And for clarity, people sometimes say, "Oh, you're so mean to Julie with the spellings." You don't mind?
No,
I got to go on. What happened to me this morning?
Oh, I got a screenshot there as we were driving off the road. And it was like, oh, Julie, Brenda spelled...
I spelled guaranteed wrong.
You did.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-D. I don't know how I spelled it, but it was early in the morning. It was 5 a.m.
Do you know how to spell it?
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E-D. Okay, so your first spelling mistake you had up on your Instagram the other day. My uterus is shredding.
Shredding, yeah.
No, spell uterus.
Off. U-T-T-E-R-U-S?
No.
U-T-T. Uter. U-R-U-S? A-S.
No. U-T-E-R-U-S.
I was close.
You were close. Okay, so Molly May and Tommy broke up this week.
Yeah.
What's Molly May's surname?
Haig.
Yes.
Yay.
One out of two. We're off to Electric Picnic today. In the 24-hour clock, what time are we on stage? Because you had this big thing on your page about you didn't know what time it was. And like if 20 past five, that's like half five to me or else it's going to be 5 o'clock. I can't do these 20 past and all. It's like, I just can't. So what time are we on stage in the 24-hour clock?
18:40.
Yes. 2 out of 3. Okay. I love to do these ones in you. It's a riddle. What has a bed but never sleeps?
Bed. Bed of roses. Oh, is that bed? Oh, I want to lay. That's what you done on a bed of roses.
Yeah, good name.
What has a bed but never sleeps? I don't know.
A river.
A bed.
No. I'll do another one. So, I'm tall and I'm young and I'm.
Is that your fellow you ran about? I'm tall and very young. Is that the 29-year-old and he's texted that? Is that his Tinder bio? Tall but very young.
I never live in town. I'm tall when I'm young. Stop. And I'm sharp when I'm old. What am I?
An old person. Do you ever realise you're going to shrink when you grow older?
It's really cute though, yeah. Isn't it?
That's not it.
They think I'm after ageing loads tonight when I take off the boots. Giving me like 4 inches. No, what do you think it is, Neil? Candle. Yeah, a candle. Oh. Did you Google that? No. How did you know it? There you go. And do you know what? Just for a good one here. What is Neil's surname?
Oh.
It's not printable.
Neil, is it O something? No.
No.
Neil.
You can go to the shop with it.
Cash.
Yes!
I knew I knew it.
Yeah, oh, gosh, are you going to say card or something?
Or bag. It's not coins. It's something, yeah.
Neil Coins. I do not. I think you got 3 out of 6.
Oh, that's very good.
That's very good for you.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's actually really good. Yeah, well, that's us sort of. Oh, yeah, actually, earlier today we went in and we got our venue for the after party of the Oprah House Show. I love the way you call it, Oprah. On the 6th of September, and we're so excited. Tickets, limited tickets, actually, they're selling very fast.
So all downstairs are sold, so we just have a couple of rows upstairs in the balcony. We weren't going to open the balcony, but now with the demand being so high, I can't believe it. So the balcony is now open. The first couple of rows on the balcony are gone, but you could get your tickets on Cork Opera House or the Podcast Festival, and whoever attends will be invited back to an after party. Yeah. And as Brenda just said, we have it all booked and secured.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to party the night away with you in Cork City.
Yeah. We actually, putting the balcony on sale only happened, was it Wednesday? Was it demand?
Wednesday, yeah.
We put demand, yeah. So it's amazing.
Oh, I can't believe
it. I know, I'm delighted. Shocked. It's going to be a brilliant night. Anyway, until next week, we're off to EP. We're going changing now. God only knows. There is no shower here. And I need to go to the toilet, but anyway, we'll actually...
Hold it.
Is Johnny Swack's gone home? I wonder, Neil. Is he gone home? Is he gone home? Great, we can go to the toilet. Johnny B's on here, no? Great! Woo! We can go to
free
the toilet.
Free gas.
Until next week, lads.
Catch you then.
Bye.
Bye.